Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft announced a new text-to-speech generator called VALL-E, V-A-L-L-E, that can simulate a person's voice when that person records themselves saying a three-second text prompt. That's all it needs. VALL-E uses Meta's encodec to break down audio samples into tokens that it uses to match against training data that then tells it how to make other sounds from the same kind of speaker. VALL-E does best when the voice in the three-second sample matches one of the voices in the training data. VALL-E also replicates the sound of the sample recording, such as the tinniness of the phone call. Microsoft has a website with demonstrations, but did not release the code. Semaphore reports that Microsoft is in talks to increase its investments in OpenAI by $10 billion. That would bring it to a 49% stake in the company. And Microsoft also announced it has acquired data processing unit fabricator Fungible as of December. DPUs handle security and network routing tasks in data centers, taking pressure off CPUs and GPUs. Several DPU makers have been acquired in past years. NVIDIA bought Bluefield in 2019, and AMD acquired Pensando last year. Bloomberg sources say development snags have delayed Apple's plan to switch from a Qualcomm modem in the iPhone to its own in-house design. That switch will now apparently happen in 2024. Apple also is reportedly on track to switch from Broadcom parts to an Apple-made Wi-Fi and Bluetooth combo chip in 2025. Apple's also working on its own designs for radio frequency and wireless charging components. Apple acquired Intel's modem business in 2019. The UK Department for Digital, Culture, Media and Sport announced amendments to building regulations on January 6th that require new properties in England to be built with gigabit broadband connections. Connection costs are capped at £2,000 per home. The regulations don't apply to Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, as they have their own home regulations independent of London. Beginning next month, Instagram will move the shopping tab out of the Instagram main page. The Reels tab will take its place, and the Create button will move back to the center. No word on how you'll get to the shopping options. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has issued a notice of proposed rulemaking that will give U.S. airlines until February 1st, 2024, so February of next year, to replace altimeters that don't properly filter out 5G signals. About 180 planes need replacements and another 820 need filters installed. The rulemaking notice will take public comment for 30 days before it can be finalized. The older equipment has caused cellular carriers to have to modify 5G service near some airports in the United States. Microsoft has ended support of Windows 7. Well, it ended support of Windows 7 3 years ago, but it let some companies pay for extended security support. That support ended January 10th. Windows 7 will still work, but it will no longer receive security patches. Windows 8.1 also reached its end of support date Tuesday. Microsoft will not offer extended support for Windows 8.1. A study led by the New York University Center for Social Media and Politics, published in the journal Nature Communications, found that Russian disinformation campaigns on Twitter in 2016 reached few users, and there was no evidence of a meaningful relationship between exposure to the Russian foreign influence campaign and changes in attitudes, polarization, or voting behavior. The study found 70% of exposures to that disinformation reached 1% of users. Chipmaker TSMC's revenue rose 43% in Q4, but missed analyst expectations for the first time in 2 years. December sales rose 24%. This slower-than-expected growth was attributed to the worldwide economic slowdown and COVID-related issues at assembly plants in China. Finally, a new report from analysts at S&P Global Mobility estimates that the U.S. will require 2.13 million public level 2 EV chargers and 172,000 level 3 chargers by 2030, in addition to any home chargers out there. The report found that there are currently 126,500 level 2 chargers and 20,431 level 3 chargers, as well as 16,822 Tesla superchargers in the U.S. The report bases this on an estimated 40% EV market share in the U.S. by that time, with more than 28 million EVs on the road. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, hey, express your feelings. Tell a friend. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.